Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam, and we're back better than ever. May 9th, 2018, on a Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Oh, wait a minute. It's Wednesday. I have no idea. This happens to me every single day. I was getting all ready to lead off with my on a Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It's friggin' Wednesday, man. You know, and of course, the natural response is every day Saturday, right? But then you sound kind of like a doofus because you're promoting your brand. Guys, listen to me. Seriously, men and women all around the world in over 100 countries that have been listening to this show, I honestly, and I am not blowing smoke, I honestly don't know what day of the week it is most of the time. And you got to understand, man, that is such a 180 from my life when I had a job. Because when you have a job, let's just dive. Can we dive into it? By the way, it's the Everyday Saturday podcast. My name's Sam Crowley. If you're just joining this show, oh, boy, you're going to hate it for about the first, I'd say, 10 to 14 days, and then it's going to grow on you, and then it's going to be like your best Netflix show or Amazon series that you literally hit on demand every time when you get up to see if there's a new one, and then you're going to be hooked. And why? Because it's all positive vibes, man. It's real talk. It's raw. I don't have an outline. I don't have a script. I'm sitting here in Cincinnati, Ohio, sharing all the good, the bad, the ugly, and all the real life stuff that requires you to be free. I want you to be free. Here's what's wild. You want to be free. But the thing standing between you and that freedom is that stupid story that you've been telling yourself for many years about why it can't happen. And I'm here to demystify that, to let you know that, look, if I can do it, I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm not a multibillionaire. I'm a dad, a husband. I don't get caught up in money. I need money. You need money. We need money to pay bills and things like that. I live pretty modestly. I live here in Cincinnati in a 1,800 square foot farmhouse, 200 years old. I downsized last year from a 4,000 square foot McMansion just to show my kids and to show myself and to show our family that we are not defined by our possessions. We have an acre of land. We have an in-ground pool, and that's all we need, man. Now, would I like a little more space with five females and myself in the home? Seven females, if you count Ginger and Lucy, our border collies. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But I don't want to. I don't want to be about that life. I just don't want to be about that. I was about that life in the job. And also, if you got $1 million, congratulations. Okay, I am not here. I am not the Dave Ramsey cut up your credit card guy either. Okay, use your credit cards. Go buy stuff. But I'd say go invest in stuff. I've got my largest investment this year. Literally this year, I've made the largest investment in my business. A lot of that, is all chips in the middle. It has to do with software and building out our membership site and platforms and systems inside the Everyday Saturday community. So it's all about investing in the business and investing in you. But hey, use credit, but use it like it's supposed to be used to grow. You know, if you're doing it, if there's no ROI and you're buying a television or stuff you can't afford to push off payments to later. You know that drill, right? You don't need me to be telling you what that's about. Don't do it, all right? Invest in yourself. Your single biggest investment should be in yourself. It just should be. I did this inside the Momentum Club yesterday. I did a Facebook Live inside the Momentum Club yesterday. And, excuse me, what I talked about was the interview that I did yesterday with Michael Silvers. Hope you enjoyed that. Talked a lot. It was all content about personal development. And Michael said, you know, he probably invests 50 grand inside himself or each year, I think he said, or most successful people do each year, something along those lines. A lot of money each year in himself. Why? Because the single biggest investment should be you, your mind, your mindset, what you're thinking, how you're thinking. You know, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about how bad something might happen? Are you thinking about the danger? Are you so many people swallowed up by fear? I'm trying to think of the best way to frame this. Let me go back to what I was talking about, a job and not even knowing what day of the week it is, because that'll tie into the fear. When I was in a job, I knew what day of the week it was. I knew because my calendar told me, my BlackBerry told me, CrackBerry. My emails told me, my subordinates told me, my boss told me. I had no problem knowing what day of the week it was. Where the biggest problem was knowing my family. Hey, who are you again? Oh, you're Madeline. Oh, Laura, great. Nice to see you again. I mean, literally. I mean, I wouldn't see my kids, and here I was being a dad, and that's just a loser game, man. Here's the deal. Guys, especially with the egos and your nice starched shirts and your brand-new tie that you bought and your leather belt and your shoe, you can shove it, man. Shove it as far as you can where the sun don't shine. That means absolutely nothing. I have spent 15 years, or did spend 15 years, with some of the most egotistical, insecure, power-hungry men you'll ever find in your entire life, completely and utterly defined by their title. They only wanted a title if it began with a C. CEO, CTO, CFO. You know what? It's great. And you know another thing? Their kids didn't know them. Their kids didn't know them. They were stressed out. They didn't even have any clue. I mean, they were just more lost than anything or anybody that I ever met. I don't even know if you heard that last thing that just came through. My cell phone literally rings through on my computer. I apologize. Podcast problems. If you didn't hear it, disregard. But these guys that I worked with, man, forget it. It was like, dude, do you not get that you've got all these trappings of a miserable life? Here's the thing. What are you going to do? What are you planning for retirement? I am not planning for retirement. I have no retirement plan, and I hope you don't either. Retiring from what? Am I going to stop podcasting? Hey, I'm going to hang up the microphone. No, Vin Scully, announcer for the Dodgers, is 80-something years old. Now, I know this show is in over 100 countries, so in America, baseball is considered the American pastime here, and been playing it since Abner Doubleday invented it back in the 1800s. Vin Scully was probably calling games for Abner Doubleday, but no joke, he's 80-something years old. He's the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's still doing it to this day, I believe, right? It's 2018, Vin Scully. I know he was last year, and why would he not do it? As long as he can get up, stand up, get himself to the ballpark, and put a headset on and call a Dodgers game and still has his faculties about him, that actually gives him life. Do you not see the we're on to something good now. Can I preach? Can I preach? Now we're on to something here. Now we're on to something. People who love what they do, they have no retirement plan. Vin Scully has no retirement plan because why? It gives him life. It's the opposite of why other people retire. If he stopped doing what he's doing, he would die. Why do you think what was the guy's name? Eddie Robinson, the head coach at Grambling back in the day. Amazing coach at the time. He was the winningest coach in college football. He was something like 80 years old. He was a father-grandfather figure to these young kids. He wasn't just a football coach. He was teaching life to these kids. And he would still strap on the cleats, tie them up, get out there on Saturday afternoons and coach Grambling State. He coached the likes of Doug Williams, Super Bowl MVP for the Washington Redskins, and a whole host of other great African-American football players. Why? Because he taught these gentlemen how to be men. These kids, these 18 to 22-year-old kids, how to be men. He could have retired in his 60s with all the money that he probably ever wanted to. But you don't retire from something that you love to do. You're just getting going. Like, I'll be 50 years old next month. I know. Hard to believe. Look, I'm not exactly taking it quite easily myself. But I think I'm going to really rock my 50th time around the sun. I really do. I can just feel it, man. And I don't even feel – I feel 25. And I'm not kidding you. It's not a line. I'm not saying, hey, look how great shape I'm in. I'm just saying, I feel amazing, man. Can you hear it in my voice? Can you feel that coming through on the other end? I hope so, because that's real. I don't want to retire. I don't ever want to retire. You should not have a retirement plan. If you do that, I don't want to say you're a loser. That's not my point, putting your name in front of the word loser. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that is a loser game. okay? That is a loser game. Nobody wins in the game of retirement, okay? You should be never retiring from what it is that you absolutely love to do. God, I hope I never retire. So not knowing what day it was today and firing out of here with my on a Tuesday and figuring out it's Wednesday is awesome. I love that. I just love being that in the moment and caught up. The sun comes up. Why do we need to know what day it is? I mean, I know we need to know. You got to pay bills. Your kids got to go to school. Trust me, I know it's a weekday because my kids are around the house right now. That's how I know. I don't know what I'm going to do in the summertime. Every summer I'm challenged by, you know, how do I get a recording in with all these kids running around? But man, I'm telling you, man, life is so much fun. How do you get to that point though? How do you get to the point from life being stressful, meaningless, not having purpose? Let me share this with you. I did a Facebook Live yesterday, so this would have been May 8th. It was around 5:30 in the evening, went about an hour. So if you're not in our free group, there's no charge to be inside this group. Go to everydayissaturday.com/FB, as in Facebook, group, FB group. everydayissaturday.com/FB group. Or just go on Facebook and find Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs. And I did an hour-long Facebook Live last night in my living room, and I talked about all of these limiting beliefs that everybody has about why they can't move forward and have success. And I'm not saying they're not real. The beliefs are there, but I'm saying what you're seeing is not real. It's a mirage. It's a story that you've been telling yourself. And I posted on Instagram yesterday a Bill Gates quote that being poor, being born and poor, that's not your fault. But dying poor, that's your fault, okay? We don't all get a chance to start out as a trust fund baby and inheriting seven figures from our parents, okay? We don't all get that. We don't all grow up in a middle-class suburb with private school and mommy and daddy paying for college. We don't all get that, okay? However, when that's all done and that's true, okay, you do have the opportunity to leapfrog all of that on your way to financial freedom and anything else that you want in this life. How do I know? Because 80% of millionaires in the United States of America are self-made, okay? That's a pretty big number. Think about that. 8 out of 10 millionaires in the country and where I live right now, they're self-made. They weren't given any money. Maybe they might have been given a little bit of seed capital and they grew it. Who knows? I'm saying they weren't millionaires before they started a business. Isn't that amazing? Like, isn't that freaking empowering for you? But before you make $1 million, you got to learn how to make $1. Learn how to make a dollar doing what you love to do. Just do that. Just do that. Learn how to make a buck. $1. I don't care if you got to get on Fiverr and sell a gig for $5. I don't care if you got to flip something on Craigslist to eBay to Amazon, whatever it is you got to do, or sell a coaching program for $50. I don't care if you got to speak for $5, okay, to someplace like that. Learn how to accept money doing what it is you love to do. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter where the comma is, all right? It could be $5, $50, $500, $5,000. It doesn't matter where the comma falls. What matters is now that you've got that blueprint in your head that it's okay to accept money doing what it is you love to do. Doesn't that sound funny, though? Sam, I don't need help with that. Look, you can pay me. No. You do need help with that. Everybody needs help with that. I could not believe. I repelled money when I first started speaking because I loved it. I'd never been paid to do something I loved to do before. You know, there were times I loved my job in sales. You know, I'd say, wow, what a great day today. It wasn't always like that. I mean, those were rare. When I hit a sales quota, had a big sale, big commission, then I loved my job, okay? But I always look forward to vacation days and holidays so I can get away from the damn thing too, okay? When I started speaking, I would actually get to the venue I was speaking at an hour early, 2 hours early, sometimes 3 hours early, and I'd be speaking for free. And I was so excited, I couldn't sit home. My wife's like, you got to go. Why? You got to go. You got ants in your pants. You're running around. You're talking to yourself. I'm like, okay, I'll get out of here. And then when somebody tried to pay me, I'm like, nah, that's cool. Just keep it. Just keep it. I'm like, why? You know, now looking back now, I'm like, why did I ever do that? Now I know why I did it, because I felt guilt accepting money for doing something that I loved to do. It did not feel normal to me. Now, I gladly accept money. I charge large amounts of money for speaking and for coaching. Why? Because of the intellectual property and all the learnings over the past 12 to 15 years and all the failures and everything to short circuit. For example, I'll teach somebody how to podcast And I will give them my first 5 years in the first 90 days. For example, they're going to be where I was in 90 days of their time. I would say more like 2.5 years than that 90-day period of time. They're going to leapfrog where I was 2.5 years, right to the front of the line. It's like, here it is. This will cut out 30 months of aggravation and results for you. I wish I would have had this when I first started. Congratulations. I trained professional speakers how to speak on stage, how to sell products on stage, how to deliver effective keynotes, PowerPoints, all of that stuff. And let me tell you something, that is bypassing and short-circuiting a long, long process. Teaching on massive momentum. That's why we have the Momentum Club. Watch that Facebook Live last night. Go to my Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs. Ask to join the group. It's free. And then look at the Facebook Live on May 8th. And I'll be doing another one today, May 9th, if you want to catch that. And I'm going to be doing them all this week because I want people to understand the power of momentum and how you can create it. I don't care where you've been. It doesn't matter where you've been. All right? Don't sell yourself that story like everybody else does. Like, you don't know my story. You don't know where. Oh, I know your story. I know you were born. I know you're a miracle. I know you were created in the eyes of God. And I know you have greatness inside of you. Yeah, I kind of do know your story. So let me tell you what your story is, because you're not going to tell me that defeating story. All right, I'm going to tell you the good news story. All right, check it out. Life's good, man. It is for you too. Pretty soon, you're going to be not knowing what day of the week it is. Hey, by the way, I'm still searching for that one individual who wants to work together one-on-one. I want to coach you. I want to teach you how to grow your message. I want to show you how to effectively get up with instant momentum, inspiration, motivation, and understand what it means to be an enlightened entrepreneur, full of energy, with a message completely authentic, different from everybody else's out there. And if you want to learn how to speak, I'm your guy. And if you want to learn how to podcast like what you're hearing right now, I'm your guy. All of that revolves around I'm going to pull one thing, one message out of your mind, out of all those thoughts going through your head. You're going to love what you do. You're going to get up hitting the ground, running after that every single day, and you're going to change and impact lives. So many, you haven't even met the people yet whose lives you're going to change. That's what I do when I work with people one-on-one, is to take their message and to get it out there and to help them create a movement. Create a movement. Well, how much money? How much money am I going to make? You focus on the money. Look, here's what I tell all my clients. If you're interested in making money, if that's how you define success, don't hire me. I don't want that. You'll make the money. The money isn't the issue. Money always comes after the value. Do you care about the value that you're going to provide? Do you care about differentiating yourself in the marketplace? Do you even care about being authentic? I mean, if it's just about money, go work at McDonald's, man. Go be a landscaper or go join an MLM, whatever. If it's all just about the money, then go get a job. I'm talking about the movement, not the money. I'm talking about the movement. Every day of Saturday is a movement. It's not about the money. When was the last time you ever heard me brag about money? It's never about the money. It's the opposite of that. You create a movement first, and you love on your customers, and you appreciate what you do, and you wake up in a state of gratitude. Like, I can't even believe I've been given this opportunity. That's when the real wealth comes in. Man, this is good. Preach! I'm preaching! This is good today, man. That's a wealth mindset. The wealth mindset is give me the value, baby. Value, 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 value. Victory! Value, 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 victory. That's how it works. Woo! Sam Crowley, I'm fired up, baby. I'll see you inside our Facebook group. We want to work together. Oh, by the way, just send me an email. Or go to everydayissaturday.com/coaching and just hit the apply button. There's like 5 questions that literally multiple choice I want you to answer about yourself. Go to everydayissaturday.com, click on the Get Coaching tab, and let's see if we can work together, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.